Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. I hope everything is okay. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been playing the fuck out of Super Mario Wonder. As you guys know, the reviews came out. And, the PlayStation fans, they were happy because their game, you know, Spider-Man 2, that got like a 91 in the Metacritic. I thought it was going to be a high 80s. And then New Super Mario Wonder had a 93. Now, I was shocked behind that one. But see, here's the thing. Okay, can we talk? All right. So, I love Kinda Funny. I love them. But I know you guys have been noticing, like, there wasn't much promotion to Spider-Man 2. And so, leading up to the release of these games, I always try to follow, you know, Kinda Funny, because I think they're a great team. And all of a sudden, I start seeing this uptick of Spider-Man 2 promotions. And I was like, okay, this is cool, you know. Got into it. I'm not going to buy that game. So I don't have no impressions, nor do I have any review on that game. But then I started to notice, I was like, man, they are really going in. First hour, here we are, we're playing this Spider-Man 2 game. And so I'm looking to them, I'm like, okay, clearly they had to have played this new Super Mario Wonder game. And you know, Super Mario Wonder, it's not really a lot, but I'm like, I'm looking for equal coverage. And so, when this all happened, it was revealed that that Greg Miller and Blessing Adeoye, they're in this game. Now, Get money. But here's my thing. You guys touted this game out like five, and trust me, it's really good. From the little things I've seen, I thought this game looked really, really good. But, and this is just how I feel. Okay, Greg Miller and Blessing, you are the PlayStation ambassadors over there at Kinda Funny. And when you guys give out reviews or critique, I kind of like, you know, take it seriously. when you guys did that, you know what, maybe it was in the Ask Me Anything, because I definitely didn't see that one. But that still being said, I don't think you guys should have reviewed it. I don't think you guys should have had anything to say about it, because the both of you are in that game. So of course you're going to sell this game, though it didn't need to be sold. But of course you're going to sell this game, because you're in the game. And you should let your listeners and watchers know that up front. Up front, you should say, listen, I can't tell you much, but I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm a part of this game. I'm in this game. Or my likeness is in this game. And so, no, I'm not going to, you know, from now on, I'm like, okay, what's the angle? And it's messed up for me because I like them. And all that being said, Spider-Man 2 looks incredible on its own. It looks incredible. Now, I've been playing Super Mario Wonder. That game, not only does this game look pretty to me, I thought that this game was kind of easy. And then you had those, you guys know that secret world. You guys know that game, those boards are hard. They hid their best there. And I have not ended the game yet. No, because I like to take my time with the Super Mario Bros. Game. I do like that on this game that there's I got two Nintendo Switch. I got a regular Nintendo Switch and I also got a Lite. And so what I like about this is that if I, you know, because I don't like to take my regular one out. As a matter of fact, I don't take it out. I don't even remove it from its the deck. But I can, like, you know, leave that at home and then I can continue to play my game where I left off at on my Lite when I'm out. I think that's kind of cool. Like I said, the mechanics to this game, I really didn't get into. I did buy Super Mario Bros. U, and I thought that that was pretty too. I really did think that was a really pretty game, and the mechanics, it's fun. What I like about Mario's, especially the 2D games, is that I do like the challenge, but I love that every time I play this game, I'm smiling. I'm just smiling and enjoying myself. You know, yes, there are challenging boards. I'm not smiling all the time there, but I do like that it's there, you know? I'm really enjoying this game. Now, everybody is talking about Doug Bowser. He said he won't comment on the Switch 2. But big up Nintendo accounts for upcoming transitions. Let's see what he has to say. Well, first, I can't comment. This is Bowser. Or won't comment. I should say on the rumors that are out there. But one thing we've done with the Switch to help that communication and transition is the formation of the Nintendo account. In the past, every device we transitioned had a whole new account system. Creating the Nintendo account will allow us to communicate with our players when we make a transition to a new platform to help erase that process of transition. See, what I think that's going to happen with that is because your games, or your purchase of games, is tied to your Nintendo account. So, instead of it being on the hardware, like, you know, it'll just go straight through your account. I think that's a nice, a streamline to make sure that everyone gets what they want. Because, as you know, they're pushing digital. Oh, and let me make a correction. Because I thought that Best Buy was not going to be selling games. It's not, it's just movies that they're not going to be, putting up. But they're still keeping games and stuff like that. Had a lot of people worried, including me. Back to what I was saying. Our goal is to minimize the dip you typically see in last year of one cycle and the beginning of another. I can't speak to the possible features of a new platform, but the Nintendo account is a strong basis for having that communication as we make the transition. Talking about selling stuff. Did y'all see that? We already knew Microsoft was going to buy Activision and Blizzard, but it's official. It became official. Last week it became official. I don't know. Well, you guys know how I feel about it. You know, I thought that, I'm excited to see what they do. And when I say see what they do, I hope that, that they just don't, like, you know, take their foot off the gas. But, like, you know, I know these teams don't need a lot of overhead, but since you guys got the big, and I'm talking about the big names and hitters, don't you let them sit on no game that is not up to code. Don't you let them send out another Redfall. You gotta be like, listen, I want your best. And if it's not ready, then it's just not ready. Shut up. Starfield was the best-selling game of September? Even with Game Pass? Shut up. Well, why don't you look at that? It was a great game. I had a really good time with that game. That story was good. Congratulations to y'all. Do you know in Mario, Super Mario Wonder, some mods was trying to mods was taking you know when the flowers talk, and they was having them say bad words and everything. Like, are y'all, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all just want Nintendo to be sold. I don't know. Bad. Get the hell out of here. Lisa P sells 1 million in less than a month. Baby. That game. Listen. Someone else said this too. I think that these developers here, they should do the remake of Bloodborne. This game was really good. And the story, there's going to be a part two. There's going to be a part two. Because of how it ended. Man, I love this game. I love it. But I am so glad that it sold 1 million copies. And keep in mind, guys, keep in mind that now, I didn't know that Eliza P launched on the PlayStation 4. Now that I didn't know, let alone Xbox One. It was deserving though, guys. If you have not played that game, go out and play that game. But congratulations to Microsoft for, you know, getting that acquisition across the board. I mean, across the line. What else was, I feel bad for Sonic, because Sonic, but that's the CEO, okay. Sonic was supposed to, Sonic was just, I don't hear nobody talking about them. Talking about that game. And that game came out before, I'm stumbling on my words, guys. Todd Howard. No, not that one. No. Retirement. Yeah, Sonic is no one's talking about that game. I'm trying to find who said that. Someone said that they was retiring from Bethesda. It's not the CEO. That's what I'm looking for. I feel like I said, I've been playing that freaking game all. I'm just enjoying that game so much. Okay, I guess that's it. Yeah, I thought that was someone who was retired, but I guess that's it. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, guys, over this weekend, this is what happened. I normally don't talk about stuff like this, but I did go to the movie theaters. And I went to go see Killings. Hold on. Killers of the Flower Moon. Now, I remember, okay, so when I first saw the first trailer to it, it was interesting. It was so interesting. And then when I found out it was a true story, I went and did my research on this movie. And when I found out this shit was real, I said, okay, you gotta go see this movie. And so I did. Let me tell you something. Man, I have never been so fucking angry watching a movie. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I was so disgusted with these two main characters in the game, the uncle and the nephew, Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro characters. Man, did I want to fucking wring their necks. I'm not gonna ruin it, but man, I could not wrap my fucking head around. How could you do this to these people? Like, what I did not like, what I could not understand, is that in order for them to have any upwards mobility with their assets, a white man had to be at the front of it. That is what pissed me off, amongst the plot of the movie. And yes, you know, I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand. And yes, I will concede that there have maybe been some naivety to it. They probably didn't know how to manage their assets and whatnot. But my God, at least teach them. See, this is the thing about it. It was like, at the very least you could have done is you could have taught them. But the fact is, you didn't want to teach them. The way how this man was working, I can't figure out how the hell did he not get murdered a long time ago. I can't figure that shit out. It's a good film. It is a really good movie. But it will make you angry. It will piss you off. I remember when I was in the theaters, a lot of people was just like, you know, sucking their teeth and everything, because it was like, did you Are you fucking kidding me? And back then, Jesus, when they talk about the wild, it was wild back then. Like, you could die any moment. Back then, you could really die at any moment. Robert De Niro, you know, fucking goddamn character, he played a good role, cause I hated him at the end of that. And this is just my humble opinion. I don't think that this was Leonardo DiCaprio's best work. And the reason why I say that is because, yes, maybe he was the main character, but when Robert De Niro came on, it was all about him. It was all about him. And so when you're overshadowed like that, no, maybe supporting. I'll give him supporting. But outside of that, no. All right. That happened. Halle Berry is pregnant. She is yet to confirm it. Girl, that girl's pregnant. I'm gonna explain to you why I'm upset. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, this may not stop her career. This may not do anything. And that's very well may be true. But this is why I'm gonna explain why I think that this was a really bad move on her end. I think that Halle Berry is the talent. I think that Halle Berry will continue to be successful to an extent. That is so long as, because in that world, the entertainment world, she's a liability. So she still will have opportunities, but not just as much. The reason why people was coming at her is because she let that nigga get her pregnant. And I'm not saying that he doesn't love her. I'm not saying that he doesn't care about her. I'm sure he did. He does. But if we're going to be honest here, he doesn't have a blossoming career like Halle do. That boy wanted a bad bitch. When she had this kid, I bet you he dumps her. I bet you he dumps her. This man has went on record and told you that he is going to destroy your career, that he is threatened by your success. He has a whole diss record about it. And this is who you decided to get knocked up by? I blame her to an extent. Because it takes two to tango. Where's Beyonce in this shit? Where is this girl's team? Now, I'm not saying for them to say that she should get an abortion. I don't believe that. That's between her and her God and her doctor. DDG too. Yeah, I'll give him that too. But I don't believe that she has a powerful team behind her. Because a powerful team would have told this young lady that this man wrote a song about you for the world to see. And he knocked you up on purpose just so that you don't have any no momentum moving up. He's stalling you. I can't believe that Beyonce let this girl team just let her just be like this. There is no, keep in mind guys, you know, ladies of the world in that industry and stuff like that, I know that, you know, some people just, they make foolish mistakes. Some of them rectify it or not. But there is no developmental team with these artists. None. Baby, you couldn't get pregnant back in the days because they worked your ass off teaching girls how to do a two-step interviewing skills. You were too fucking busy to even think about being with someone. That's why most of them wind up being with their record producers and stuff like that, because that was the only one that was available to them. I'm looking at you, Chili, and the like. Listen, the only thing I gotta say about that girl is, am I personally disappointed? I don't know the girl, but I am a little bit disappointed because I believe that the opportunities that was going to be afforded to you, some of them are not going to be afforded to you no more. And I just don't think that that nigga is going to be, he's not going to stand beside you. It is rumored that that tennis player, Osaka, yeah, her man left. It is rumored that, like I said, bad bitch. She was on her shit. And she got with that man. And I was like, he seems kind of, knocked her up, and then soon as he realized that she was not gonna be bringing in all that money, he was like, okay, girl, I'm gone. See, speaking of baby mamas and shit like that, y'all see what that Krishan bitch said? Talking about she's gonna be a dyke and that she doesn't wanna, baby her son too much because she fears that he's going to get gay. Y'all have such a child. This bitch is willing not to love her child like she's supposed to in fear that she believes that that kid is going to grow up gay. But I told y'all. I don't believe that. I believe that girl is just not, she's not gonna do good. She won't. I believe that that kid will get taken away from her. I think that she's damaged beyond repair. And I think a lot of her flaws are going to, you know, just the cracks are going to show themselves. So then, and it's unfortunate. That baby has had one of the roughest 2 months I have ever seen a baby have. Because she lives off of drama. That's the only way she makes money. You would think she'd pivot. But I guess you just can't teach these new girls shit. And Britney Spears came out and said that, gross, she said that she was pregnant at one point in time. And that, she was pregnant by, Justin Timberlake. And they had a discussion about it, and he said he wasn't ready to be no father. So they decided the best thing was to get an abortion. After this quote, this is from her book, came out. He's talking about he's trying to, you know, spend time with his family and whatnot, and that he doesn't want to talk about the past. Nigga, your whole career was based off of talking about Britney Spears. You portrayed yourself as the victim of that whole situation there. I cannot wait to read Britney Spears' book, because Britney was my girl. I think that in this book, Britney Spears is going to reveal all the shit that went down behind the scenes. Her mama, her daddy, her sister, all of them, including her brother. Like, I believe those motherfuckers sold that girl out. And Britney Spears appears, and I mean this with love in my heart, she just appears to be cuckoo. But you gotta understand, there is something literally if your parents are pimping you out like this. You know who else I'm looking at? Ryan Gosling. Yup. I just think that, when you got parents like that who will just pimp your kid out, those are some really, really weird people. I still get chills when I hear the stories that Shia LaBeouf went through and Macaulay Culkin. I think that every time Justin Timberlake has an interview, they gotta hit him with that story. Be like, dude, why'd you meet that girl? What the fuck? So, ever since he fucked around and messed up Janet Jackson with that whole scandal, it's always been fuck you, Justin, for me. But my God, dude, you are just a dick. You are really an asshole. I know we talked about Jada and stuff like that and Will Smith last week. I'm not going to go too much into it, but they're clearly supporting each other. And that's all you can ask them to do. That's all you can ask them to do. I said that last week. I said, whatever is going on with that family, it works for them. I think those two kids, all of those kids, was just like, you know, they raised those kids really well, in my humble opinion. But then again, though, I don't know these people. Okay, guys. And with that, and those were your top stories in pop culture. Circling back around. Hey guys, Sexy Red is pregnant too. Girl. Now you know I don't follow her. And when she said what she said about Trump, I really like kind of wrote her off. But, and apparently it's by the same motherfucker that leaked the sex tape of them. Like, how did they begin? Okay, girl. All right. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.